future is now.
Hi, everyone. Cheryl Cran here. You know that I am all about people first, human-centric leadership. I get super excited, super engaged, super jazzed about, you know, as a humanity, with the rise and speed of AI and all this technology innovation that's going on, it really is creating this pressure on all of us in our relationships, in our work. It feels like an urgency, but not an urgency for the technology, but more of an urgency for evolution. That's how I would describe it. There's this interesting data from YouGov that I found around AI that I wanted to share with you on today's podcast. And the first is a chart that the question asked is, how often do you use artificial intelligence tools? And the first category is all adults. This was a survey to all adults, over 3,000. It was done in December 2023, so it's fairly recent. And the answers were as follows. About 13% of all adults use AI daily. About 17% are using AI weekly. 7% are using AI monthly. 14% using it less often than monthly. And interestingly, 33% of adults surveyed have never used AI yet. And 16% are unsure. So as you can see, we don't have that global uptake yet. Everybody's still sort of in that wait and see. It, like any technology innovation, you've got the early adopters. I myself am an early adopter because I talk about the future of work. I recently did a speaking engagement for a university in Ohio, and I had an after keynote session with students where they got to ask me anything. And one of the students said, "So Cheryl, why are you such a pro AI person?" And I said, it's not about pro AI. It's that I've always been a futurist. Even as a young person, I was always looking at the future, and I could always sort of predict or see what was going to be coming. And not because I'm psychic, it was just sort of like an attunement to, you know, things that people were saying and doing and sort of making sense of that data or those patternings. And interesting that I now am a futurist, a future work expert, that's what I do. And I do it both intuitively, but I also back it with research. So then let's look also at age groups using AI. And this is interesting data. So 13% of daily usage, about 20% of millennials, those are aged 18 to 29, are using AI daily. So that's a high number of that age group. Of the 30 to 44 year olds, they're using it just one slightly lower. So that's also millennial, by the way, that's millennial Gen X, and they're at 19% using it daily. Now, this is interesting. You get into the 45 to 64, which is Gen X boomer or Zoomer, and only 8% are using it daily. And you get to 65 plus and only 6% are using daily. Now, that makes sense because the older demographics have more of a distrust of innovative technology, or simply not even a way to apply it, or it may not be relevant for them when you think about that. Like if there's a percentage of people that are over 65 that are in assisted living, for example, or in care facilities, they might not even be using technology or have access to it. That's a generalization, but that's my sort of gut assessment on that. If you go to weekly, 30% of the 18 to 29-year-olds are using it weekly, and 23% of the 30 to 44-year-olds, drops to 10% for 45 to 64, respectively, and then 65 plus only 5% weekly. Again, if you go to the never answer for these demographics, 14% of the 18 to 29-year-olds have never used AI. Now, that tracks because when I spoke for this university, I've spoken for two universities in the last few months, one in Alberta and one in Ohio, and I did a stage survey. I did a real-time polling, and about a third of the audience had never even tried AI, and that was fascinating to me because these are students. And when people came up and talked to me afterwards, they said, yeah, I'm just not sure how to use it, or I'm not sure how to access it. So it was really more about education around access than it was about not wanting to use it or whatever. Although I will tell you, there were survey respondents who also said, I'm scared. I don't know what it means, that, you know, the robots are coming, you know, that kind of thing. And so that tracks too, because AI is a massive change. It's happening really, really fast. So for that never category, remember, all adults said, 33% said, I've never used it. 14% of 18 to 29-year-olds are saying never used it. 22% of those aged 30 to 44 are saying never used AI. This is where it gets interesting again. 44% of the 45 to 64-year-old demographic have said never used it. And 50% of the 65 plus demographic has said never used it. Now, what I find fascinating about this is the uptake opportunity for that 45 to 65 year old group is really high, because remember, that's the age range where most leadership lies. So that would be the CEO's ages, that would be the CIOs, CTOs, CHROs, senior leaders, leaders being groomed for succession. And it's interesting because in a previous podcast, I talked about the leadership retreats that we're going to be holding, myself and Brad Brenninger, around a human future, but using AI to help ourselves be more productive and efficient. So that age group has a great opportunity now to, rather than fear AI or to think they don't have time for AI, but to now look at it as a tool and a resource to help them solve some of their workflow issues, solve some of their time management issues. So there's a huge opportunity here. So I will end this podcast here. I've got more to come on future versions here, but I want you to think about those stats. If you're wanting to go look at the data yourself, you can go to today.ugov.com. And the name of the survey is called Technology Survey Results: How Often Do You Use Artificial Intelligence Tools? So if you want to go find it yourself, you can do that yourself. But I also blogged about it on my website. So you can also go to my blog at nextmapping.com. And I've got the tools there as well. And I'm showing the graph on that site. And so you can get more access there. So having you think about the research and the data, where does your age group stand? Where are you in your use? How are you using it? How could you use it more effectively? Just things to ponder around AI. And as always, I'm not pro AI. I'm pro human. I'm about leveraging future and technology to help us be better humans. See you on the next one. Take care.